to prison. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A man who participated in the January 6th Capitol riot gets a hefty sentence.
Mark Ponder asked the judge for mercy, saying he wasn't thinking that day and got caught up in the chaos when he attacked police officers at the Capitol. The judge was unmoved and gave Ponder plenty of time to ponder what he did, sentencing him to 5 years and 3 months in prison. The 56-year-old attacked police officers with a pole before cops detained him. Officers released Ponder because they couldn't get a van to transport him and told him to leave the Capitol, but Ponder stuck around and joined the mob of rioters clashing with police. Ponder's sentence matches the longest prison term so far among hundreds of Capitol riot prosecutions. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
It's time to turn the tide. That was the message from former President Trump, who spoke at a conservative conference today in Washington.
The former president steered clear of his own election prospects, but said 2022 is a midterm year and a chance, he believes,
to bring America back from the brink.
He says GOP leadership can bring down crime and be prosperous for American families.
Fox's Cronall Scott, and Trump said he predicts what he called a momentous landslide for Republicans in the midterms. Trump's former second-in-command, former Vice President Mike Pence, spoke this morning at a conservative conference for young people.
I hardly need to tell those of you that have been standing up as conservatives on campus about the cancel culture in which we live today. And what I like to call the intolerance of tolerance in 2022.
Pence told the crowd it's time to look forward, not back, adding elections are about the future. A man who authorities say started wildfires in a remote forested corner of Oregon was held by three residents and tied to a tree until police arrived. The 30-year-old man is being held in the Curry County Jail on arson charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another disturbing discovery due to the drying up of Lake Mead.
The National Park Service says another set of human remains were found at Lake Mead as the reservoir's water levels continue to recede. A man and his daughter seeing the body parts floating off Swim Beach. Rangers are investigating, and the Clark County Medical Examiner will help determine the cause of death. This, the third time in 2 months human remains have been found in the area. According to Las Vegas police, a body found inside of a barrel in May is likely a murder victim who died from a gunshot wound somewhere between the mid-70s and early 80s. Another set of remains discovered days later, but officials believe no foul play was involved. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Dallas police say a 37-year-old woman arrested after opening fire at Love Field Airport faces a charge of aggravated assault of a public servant. Police say the woman fired toward a police officer before she was shot and wounded. Russia will end its involvement with the International Space Station.
The new chief of Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, says the nation and founding partner of the International Space Station will withdraw from the operations of the orbiting outpost in 2024. Russia will soon begin designing and constructing its own space station. The move comes amidst rising tensions between Russia and the West over its invasion of Ukraine. Russia has jointly operated the station with the U.S., Europe Space Agency, and Japan for nearly a quarter of a century. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The chances are increasing that someone will win the $830 million Mega Millions jackpot tonight. Lottery officials say a surge in sales means more possible number combinations are covered in the jackpot, but a person's odds of winning remain the same. They're only 1 in 302.5 million. The last time someone won the Mega Millions was April 15th. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.